magic word. Here in the secret kindergarten, the world's best show for kids is starting. The Secret Kindergarten Radio Show. Use your ears and your imagination. We're going to play, we're having fun. The magic secret kindergarten on the Revolution. Hello and welcome back to The Secret Kindergarten. I'm your host Gino, and I want to play you a story called The House That Jack Built.
This is the house that Jack built. This is the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the cow with a crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the maiden all forlorn that milked the cow with the crumpled horn, that tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that ate the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the man all tattered and torn that kissed the maiden all forlorn, that milked the cow with the crumpled horn, that tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that ate the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the priest, all shaven and shorn, that married the man all tattered and torn, that kissed the maiden all forlorn, that milked the cow with the crumpled horn, that tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that ate the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the cock that crowed in the morn, that waked the priest all shaven and shorn, that married the man all tattered and torn, that kissed the maiden all forlorn, that milked the cow with a crumpled horn, that tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that ate the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the farmer who sowed the corn, that fed the cock that crowed in the morn, that waked the priest all shaven and shorn, that married the man all tattered and torn, that kissed the maiden all forlorn, that milked the cow with a crumpled horn, that tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that ate the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built.
The power of thought. When Barbara woke up, it was raining, and she didn't like it very well, for she had planned to go out in the woods that day, and now the picnic would have to be given up. But she put on her raincoat and took her umbrella and went to the school. She went to school and managed to get through the day. Though when she was at home again and lying on the rug before the fire for the hour before tea time, she was in a pretty cross mood, I'm sorry to say. And the more she thought about the picnic, the more she wanted to cry. Till finally there did come a few teardrops, splash, down her nose. Suddenly, she saw one of the fireside fairies looking at her. She often saw them, but this time the little fellow flew down beside her on the rug and said, smiling, "Well, Barbara, why don't you open your umbrella?" Barbara was so surprised, all she could do was to stutter something about, "One didn't open umbrellas in the house," at which the fairy laughed and said, "Well then, put on your raincoat. At this, Barbara was so interested to know what he meant that she sat right up and forgot she had been crying. And the fairy went on talking. You ought to do as we do in Fairyland, he said. When we want to cry, we hurry up with our fort umbrellas, and then no rain tears can dampen us. Our fort umbrellas are made of laughter and woven with the thoughts of bright, happy days. And scarcely have we raised them over us. When the crossness or the sadness disappears, oh, our jolly thought umbrellas are fine things. If I were you, I'd use them too. And our raincoats, they are made of rainbow thoughts of all the good times we ever had, and of all the kind things we ever did. And you know, no rain can stay long after the rainbow is seen. Well, Barbara was so interested, and she begged the fireside fairy to tell her some more about his fairyland. How I would like to go there, she said. It must be so lovely. But I suppose I never shall, for they say that only good children ever see fairyland. And, she sighed, I have such a bad temper. What do you fairies do when you get angry? If you ever do, she ended wistfully. Oh yes, said the fireside fairy, we often do. We are just like human folks in a good many ways, you know. But I'll tell you how we fix that. What do you do in hot weather when the wind blows in from the desert and tries to scorch you? Do you put on your heavy woolen dress and all your pretty furs? Why, no, said Barbara, laughing. I put on my thinnest muslin dress and eat ice cream, if I can get it, and drink cool lemonade. Of course you do, said the fireside fairy. Well, that's just what we do when we get angry. And he laughed at Barbara's puzzled face. Just as soon as one of our fairies sees another in a hot, angry temper, he always cries out, take off your heavy red dress! Take off your heavy red dress! And as quick as a wink, the angry fairy begins to think off his dress of cross red thoughts. For in Fairyland, you know, our dresses always change colours according to the way we are feeling. And to put on a lovely cool thought dress of blue or green. And as he thinks harder and harder of the cool, fresh things in Mother Nature's home, before he knows it, all the hot anger is cooled and gone. Oh, it's the only way to find your temper again, and once you've lost it, you try it yourself and see. The thought fairies will help you too, you know, for they are always flying near you and go wherever you send them. If you think kind thoughts, the thought fairies carry them for you the longest way you want them to go, even when you think mean thoughts too. They help carry them for you. But isn't that a horrid way to use our people of Fairyland? Well, said Barbara, that must be what Mother means when she says, if you think right, you'll act right. That's it, exactly, said the fireside fairy. Let's play some music by Nancy Stewart from nancymusic.com.
apple pie for you. Come on, shake, shake, shake your apples. Shake them way up high. Shake them to the left and shake them to the right. Let's have a little apple pie. Ooh, I like to eat bananas, ripe and yellow too. And if they're really, really ripe, I'll make banana cream pie for you. Come on, shake, shake, shake your bananas. Shake them way up high. Shake them to the left and shake them to the right. Let's have a little banana cream pie. Come on, shake, shake, shake your apples. Shake your bananas too. Shake them to the left and shake them to the right. I'll make a fruit salad for you, it's true. I'll make a fruit salad for you, that's what I'll do. I'll make a fruit salad for you. When the seeds are in the ground, crawling, creeping bugs are found. Bugs go up and bugs go down when the seeds are in the ground. When the pretty flowers grow, bugs will come and bugs will go. Butterflies have wings to show when the pretty flowers grow. When the sun begins to shine, flowers grow upon their vines. All the bugs are feeling fine when the sun begins to shine.
Turn out the light.
I've got a poem I want to read you. This one's called Nobody Loves Me. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll go and eat worms. Big, fat, squishy ones. Little, thin, skinny ones. See how they wriggle and squirm. Bite their heads off. Slurp. They're lovely. Throw their tails away. Nobody knows how big I grows on worms 3 times a day.
Thank you.
I think I am. When waiting around is not what you planned, you may start to have negative thoughts. Picture the fun you will have and say, I make today great. When you don't want to pay attention, you may believe, this isn't about me, so I don't need to listen. Remember that life has a lot to teach you and think, I love to learn new things. When you are feeling all alone, unhappy thoughts might creep in. Help these feelings go away by telling yourself, I am surrounded by love. Even though you have many great things in your life, sometimes you'll still wish, but pay attention to what's good in your life and say every day, I am grateful for what I have. If people around you have nothing good to say, it can bring you down. Don't let others' moods change yours. Say, I choose to be positive. Okay? All you negative Nellies out there, I choose to be positive, all right? Have come to the end of another half hour of the Secret Kindergarten. Just about anyway. So when Barbara went on a picnic, oh, that made me hungry. So let's have a picnic. Yes. I love picnics. Do you think picnics are overrated? Just eating food on the grass and, yeah, flies and seagulls around. I love picnics! So don't tell me they're overrated. I choose to be positive, remember? What are you bringing to the picnic? Because you're invited. Tell me, what is your favorite fruit? Because you need to bring your favorite fruit to the picnic. Interesting. Yum. Okay, bring that fruit. Okay, now you need to bring a vegetable. What? Oh, yes, you do. I'm sorry, you've got to bring a vegetable because I love vegetables. What's your favorite vegetable? Excellent. Bring that one. What's your favorite sandwich? Because you've got to bring a sandwich to the picnic. Tell me your favorite sandwich. Yum, 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 yum. I'm going to have a slice of that sandwich. And you need to bring a drink. So bring your favorite drink. Tell me, what's your favorite drink that you're going to bring? I bet it's fizzy. Is it fizzy? Refreshing. Okay, bring that drink that's coming on the picnic. And also, we brought lots of nice things. We brought fruit and veggies. Great. What's your favorite food? Just your absolute favorite food. What's the one thing, your favorite food that you're going to bring? Tell me. Yum, bring that. I'm going to bring pizza. That's my favorite food. Not gonna lie, just gonna say that. Gonna bring pizza. Yum, 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 yum. Thanks for listening to The Secret Kindergarten. I love you. Bye.